Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt. On 96.5 TIC.
Yes. It's so dirty. All right, Lizzo is being sued by the Postmates delivery person.
Yeah, she showed up a couple months back. And to the hotel that Lizzo was at after Lizzo ordered some food, she couldn't find Lizzo anywhere after going into the hotel twice to look for her. So then she said, okay, I got to go on to my next Postmates delivery.
She followed Postmates protocol and did everything she was supposed to do when you can't locate a customer.
Well, Lizzo blew up her spot on social media saying, this Postmates delivery person
stole my food,
put her picture up and her name up.
Yeah.
This woman was publicly shamed, all this other stuff. She was met with death threats from Lizzo's followers. Everything that happens when a celebrity of this ilk puts your name out on...
Can I ask you why, as a Lizzo fan, you would go out and put a death threat on a Postmates?
Because you feel like
driver?
You have to have her back. It's Taylor Swift fans. It's the Beehive.
Nuts.
You know, all that kind of stuff. So the crazy part is, though, this woman now is suing Lizzo, even though Lizzo said at the time she was wrong for libel.
Too late. Damage done.
Oh, yeah. She's going to have to totally pay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this woman is no longer working at Postmates, so her life was turned upside down.
Absolutely.
So Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, man.
The box office.
$31 million for this one this weekend. Now, the reason why this is so significant is because the new Charlie's Angels reboot with Kristen Stewart was up against it, and it didn't even come in second this weekend.
No.
The Old Man Midway movie beat it.
Yes, but it has a Jonas brother in it. So
yeah, let's not hang the Midway victory on a Jonas brother. Okay? Nick is a great actor, don't get me wrong, but come on. I just feel like that means Charlie's Angels was really not that good of a movie.
Bomb?
Yeah, probably.
Bomb that was dropped on Midway.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to set up this thing about the whole helmet smackdown.
Okay, so Myles Garrett last week in the NFL, if people weren't following, he took off the helmet. He stripped the helmet of Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, and then he proceeded to hit him over the head with it.
It was a violent
during
video.
A Thursday night football
nightmare.
Game. It was a very violent video. He's since been suspended from the league indefinitely.
Oh, they did suspend him?
Yeah, so they got that right. He's come out and apologized and said it was wrong, but SNL, Kenan Thompson, had the greatest send-up of it this weekend. Greatest explanation since The Second Gunman.
96.5 TIC.